Wir reden jetzt über eine Geschichte mit einer Sekte und einer rätselhaften Prophezeiung.
Verstehe.
Gehirnwäsche und Kontrolle. Mhm. Isolation, Angst und Macht.
Klingt gut.
Und das alles mit Katzen.
Warte, hast du gesagt Katzen?
Katzen.
No, warum hast du das nicht gleich gesagt?
Ich bin Denise.
Und ich bin Pia.
Und unsere neue True Crime Show. Stimmen im Kopf, Stranger Crimes.
Immer donnerstags, 22.15 Uhr.
Auf TLC, im Free TV.
Und zum Streamen auf Discovery+.
Du bist im Studium, in der Ausbildung oder unterrichtest? Dann sicher dir jetzt 10% Education-Rabatt auf alle MacBooks bei Implement IT. Und weil du es bist, geben wir dir beim Kauf eines MacBook Air die passenden AirPods der vierten Generation kostenlos dazu. Ideal für Uni, Schule, Ausbildung oder für Netflix in der Bib. Wir sagen's nicht weiter. Implement IT, dein Apple Premium Partner.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, letters, a rake to the face, and Josh's laugh. It's coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Share if you love your parents, share if you love your spouse, share where you're gonna be tonight so I can rob your house. Do you know your IQ? What's your favorite flick? Can you name a sex act that doesn't involve, you know what I'm talking about? Facebook, Facebook, check your messages, stay 6 hours. Facebook, Facebook, someone die, send virtual flowers. I hate you, Facebook. I took a quiz and now they target all those ads for me. Buy two giant dildos, John, and get the third for free. Post 4 words on how we met, drunk sex, huge mistake. I have 4,200 friends and I've met at least 28. I hate Facebook, Facebook, find your old girlfriend from the 80s. Facebook, Facebook, after you she switched to ladies. I hate you, Facebook. On my page I will be dominant. Every post I'll make a commonant. TBT, my young photo's in it. Here's me not on Facebook every minute. Share a video of your cat, a photo of your nuts. Like if you want to block me, share if you hate my guts. LOLLMAOILYIMHO. Sign it, love it, share it, shove it. Repost if you know how I hate Facebook, Facebook. Apparently I have time to kill. Facebook, Facebook. No, I don't want to play freaking Farmville. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you, Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Yeah, let's go to letters. You want,
I mentioned yesterday that my youngest brother, Joey Wednesday, I once saw running full speed, and he stepped on the end of a rake, and the handle came up and hit him right in the face, and it was one of my all-time favorite memories.
Well, now, wait a minute. Is this a listener mail?
Yes. Oh, while the cat's away.
Listener mail, they sent us some mail. Listeners sent us a lot of mail.
All right, we'll cut that. All right, cut that out.
Yeah, okay, well done.
Well, Josh, you're not having fun.
The same thing happened to me, says Diane. Kind of hurt.
You stepped on a rake?
A garden hoe for her.
Oh
man. Have you ever kind of stepped on a rake, but it didn't come up and hit you in the face, but
yeah.
Enough to go, oh, man, if I had really committed.
You ever raise up and hit your head on something? I mean,
yes. Yeah, that's really that something. Yes. Let's say you open a cabinet door, you go down, you come back up, hit that cabinet door.
That or the corner, drawer. That corner of it.
Yeah. What I want to know is why, when you watch these movies, why is it when the tough guy is going to get punched and he looks at the other tough guy and he butts him in the head with his head, and it doesn't seem to hurt the butter? But the buddy is like knocked out. I don't know.
There is truth to that.
Yeah.
How does that? I mean, is that
like you're prepared?
A physics thing or something?
Why don't they
or
knock each other out? I don't know.
Yeah, you'd think it would equally hurt,
right?
But it doesn't.
But the guy who's doing the button is fine.
He's think tough. About it like when babies, you know, their wobbly necks and they whip back and then hit you in the head. They're fine.
Boy, that hurts.
Boy, a baby hits you in the nose. Yeah.
That's really smart. Happens all the time.
That baby Bjorn,
where
it holds it holds it right, and it'll catch you right in the bridge of your nose. And just instant tears.
Babies can kick your ass.
But then you smell their heads, and that'll cure any unhappiness.
This is a letter for you, Josh.
Hello.
Josh, every time you laugh, it makes me happy inside. Your laugh makes me laugh. I may be married, but I need a night with Josh.
What's all this?
Holy Mother of God.
I don't think I've ever been somebody's hall pass.
Her subject, Josh, I think I love you.
I think I love you.
Well, to even the playing field, so to speak, another listener, Dear Bob and Tom Show, I listen to the show on YouTube every morning while working and have to pause during meetings. It seems like every time I pause, it's Josh's face.
Oh, sorry.
Sometimes I have to share my screen during these meetings, and the first thing people see is his face.
Boy, I look kind of sinister there, don't I?
You sure do.
I look like I'm up to no good.
Yeah. I don't know how, but Josh is messing with me. Show's going great. Thank you, guys. All right. Thank you, Michael.
You know, I talked about how I identify now as a bald man, but I don't identify as bald as I really am. Does that make sense?
No, that makes absolute sense.
And whenever I see a picture like that, I'm like, oh, dude.
Throws me. I'm thinning, and I've got a bald back here, and I never know back in the back of my head. I see myself every now and then. It's like, holy hell.
Yeah. Like on a security cam?
Yeah, who's that old guy?
What are you going to do?
Yes, Christy.
Well, we have one of those Tomisms. You know how Tom can't think of words?
Right.
Sure.
This is from Michelle. Was looking all over the other morning for some tweezers and getting madder by the minute when asking the dogs if they knew where they were in the heat of my frustration. Uh-huh. Because dogs know everything, right?
Oh, yeah, dogs know where. They just won't tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
I forgot what they were called and was saying out loud, where the heck are those face pliers?
That's good.
She says, thank you, Tom, for infiltrating my daily life. Well, I hope you found them, Michelle.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I feel like a tiny word might be like tiny face pliers.
Right. Maybe some sort of modifier.
Let's see. Dear Bob and Tom Show, Josh, you talked wonders about the Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell.
Yes, I'm a big fan. Yeah.
So much so that I had to try one. I did not care for it. This from Jesse.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, try
some. That's it.
All right. That's it. Yeah. For it. Taco Bell has a huge menu.
Yeah, you can.
Something for everybody.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons I like the Crunchwrap Supreme. It's a little bit of everything in it. It's all wrapped up into a bundle of joy.
Do they still sell pintos and cheese? Do you remember you used to get the little
I do remember that.
God, I love
And I never
those.
Got them, and I always wondered who did.
I did.
And it was you.
And I'd use the nachos and make nachos out of it.
That's real smart.
Yeah.
What happened to the Fiesta? Didn't they have Fiesta potatoes or something?
Yes.
Oh, I don't
they
know.
Potatoes
did.
With the cheese and onions. And
those seemed like they were popular enough to stick around, and I don't think they have.
And they, I don't know what happened. Chick, please bring back How Boutcha. No, I don't think so, Jesse.
Okay. this is from Robert. Your story of dancing with the nun reminded me of a sick joke from my childhood. Oh, he's boy. 80.
Pat, did you?
I don't think it's that sick, so I'm going to tell it.
Did you hear about...
I heard a lot of the show, but I didn't hear about the nun.
Oh, yeah. You want to refresh our memory?
Well,
on
basically,
that?
At my grade school, there were more boys than girls. So right. if you didn't ask a girl to dance, you had to dance with one of the nuns.
Oh, I had no idea. I guess you were in Catholic school.
Yeah.
And Jeff had to dance with one of the nuns and tell Pat the song, please.
Lady in Red.
Lady in Red?
Yeah.
With a nun.
I still remember it.
Slow dancing with a nun.
Yeah.
That's a song, slow dancing with a nun. That's
and the sad, the sad part was she was old when I danced with her. She just died last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Just died last week.
She did. Sister Teresa Claire.
Aww. She was a great teacher.
She was a wonderful nun.
Anybody who just turned in, the nun just died last week, and then me cackling like a madman.
So slow dancing, arms around the nun?
Arms on the waist, her arms up on my shoulders, enough room for the Holy Ghost in between.
That's right.
Holy Spirit. His joke, what goes black, white, red, black, white, red, black, white, red?
Oh, Lord. No. Something about a nun and a razor blade.
Wounded nun rolling downhill. She's just wounded. She skinned her knee. It's not that bad. She'll be fine.
Should we pursue nun jokes today? Maybe.
No.
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah. Didn't they call him the penguin? Call her the penguin in the Blues Brothers?
Yes.
The penguin. Penguin wants to meet us. That's meet with us.
So good. Man. She starts hitting him. One of them cusses, and she hits him with a ruler, and then he cusses because of that. Right. And then it's just a cuss fest while she keeps whacking them.
This is from Larry. I'd love to hear the clip years ago when the Tibetan monk music synced up with Iron Man by Black Sabbath. There is a clip on YouTube back in the day. You are correct, sir. But here's what it sounded like one morning on the Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, these are the monks.
Tibetan monks.
Yeah, this is the Tibetan sacred temple music. Excuse me.
These are actually instruments.
These are big horn things.
Yeah, I'm not one to take a cultural stance on the innate superiority of Western
over
church music, but I don't know.
You can't really sing along with this, can you?
Not a big argument there. I think.
Where's that one that we were?
Now that's an actual monk voice.
Oh, is it?
That's not an instrument. John is dead. It's poor John Fryden. You were all going to burn it.
Wait a minute, Bob.
I'm sorry.
Get out Ozzy.
Oh.
Black Sabbath.
Oh, God.
I think we can segue this right into Black Sabbath. Hang on a second.
It's so going to rain right here in the studio.
We need some drums.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
That was almost too perfect.
We're going still down. There.
You still got the monks going?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It sounds great.
Oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. Now that's going to sell.
That's a big hit. Yeah, the Tibetan monks.
Oh, yes.
Ozzy Osbourne from back in the day. Dear Bob and Tom Show, I've been a faithful listener since I was around 5 years old. Ooh. Today, I'm turning 39. I love the show. Love you guys. Give me a shout out if you can. Nope, can't do it. Can't do it, Derek. Sorry.
Can't fit it in today.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Derek.
We just refuse.
we just don't care for.
My husband says, Shauna. Shauna. That's O'Donna by
Richie.
We knew.
We were right there with you.
But actually, in Ferris Bueller, do you remember his sister's name is Shauna, and she says it to Charlie Sheen. Remember, he's the bad boy.
Yeah, that's at the police station.
And then in the background, you hear a chorus. Shauna. My husband is very afraid of heights. Our local amusement park is a very tall Ferris wheel with open cars that spin like teacups. My gosh, I'd be horrified. Man. Well, my husband's daughter was visiting. Oh. Yeah. Some sort of blended family incident. Yeah. What? That is a shame. That's a shame.
Well, but sometimes in some families, children are their favorites of one parent or the other. So maybe that's what this is.
It could be.
Yeah. The husband and the daughter.
Let's just hope the daughter's loved by someone.
That's right.
You guys.
Don't go to bed crying too often.
The dad did what I would do. I am afraid of Ferris wheels. That's where this, but I'll ride them. I just get very uncomfortable. He sucked it up and he went up there. And at the top, the daughter started spinning the car and he started screaming, "Stop it. You're going to unscrew us." And that is how I feel when somebody starts rocking the thing.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah.
Good morning, Bob at Top Show. I've heard, the people who mention things that I don't pay attention to, I guess, it must be me, right?
Yeah,
I don't know how I missed this.
Way you.
I've heard several emails in the past from listeners telling you how you've ruined their lives.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Do you guys remember that?
No. Tom, you've ruined my life. I can't pull up to it.
Well, maybe one. So. Okay. Oh, yeah. See, I forget that one.
I have one right here.
Okay. How you ruined their lives. Let me tell you how you ruined my life at work the other day. I sell and design monuments and headstones.
Oh.
As I was designing a headstone for a lady and her deceased husband, she told me her last name, and I meant to ask her if that was hyphenated. Mm. But what came out, because of you clowns, was, "Is that hymenated?"
Oh, man.
I immediately turned red and corrected myself as I noticed a small grin on her face, and I acted like nothing happened. Thanks, guys. And according to the marriage date she had on the headstone, she hasn't been hymenated in over 50 years.
Just to answer the question.
Yeah. That's from someone. He doesn't give his name, but it's the email address has Three Stooges fan in the address. So there you go. Well, and you have one ruining life, Jeff?
You guys rock. Just wanted to let you know how Tom ruined a session for me last night.
All right.
My girlfriend, Brittany, 35, who doesn't listen to Bob and Tom, first red flag, was telling me about an activity she wanted to do in the bedroom, exotic swing.
Oh, my.
Which counters all red flags, according to Chad. But she referred to our upcoming session as sexy time, and I lost my
shoes?
Close. I told her, never say that again. I laughed so hard that I couldn't get Tom's face out of my head. So needless to say, erection lost. Just thought you all would like to know Tom is ruining sex for me now. I expect an apology. That's Chad from Lexington.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Chad.
I don't think any of us like, I don't like when he calls it sexy time.
I don't either.
It's a total Borat ripoff. I don't care.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah. So it is just Tom that's ruined that.
I bet there are a lot of erections ruined every day because of this show. And speaking of that, Dear Bob and Tom Show, driving through Northern Michigan / Torch Lake on our family vacation last week, we passed a YMCA camp on a lakeside road. I looked at my wife and said, "That's where Tom went to camp."
Oh, geez.
To which she, of course, asked, "How do you know that?" He paren says, "Not who's Tom," which would be a normal response. like a normal human. She knew what I was talking about. He talks about camp Hiawentha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hiawentha all the time. Hate to say it, but he's right. Michigan is incredible, I guess. I've listened to you guys for almost 30 years. Savannah, Georgia, to Canton, Ohio, to Arkansas, to Josh's stomping grounds in St. Louis. Oh, and Josh, by the way, your story on vacation, I don't think Pat heard it, about the bird killing the squirrel and you and your brother watching. He says, "I saw a bald eagle kill a seagull the other day. It was fascinating."
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was midair.
Josh was telling the story about an osprey who'd killed a squirrel, but it was like a hitman.
Yes.
The osprey was...
He just slowly, one talon, put the head under the water and drowned it and just stared at my brother and I while he did it.
You're kidding me.
It was chilling.
It was really something.
I heard about hopefully say this right, the falconer.
Yes.
At your resort.
Yes.
That was.
Did you have a falconer at your resort?
We did not.
Oh. No. Yeah, it was fascinating.
We weren't at a resort. We were at a comedy condo.
We got a lot of email about falconers at all
the resorts. Yeah, apparently that's a thing. I had no idea.
Nothing following up, though, about the whips hitting iguanas out of trees. We didn't hear much from that.
That's that guy's choice. He's a weirdo.
At the whip guy?
The guy Christy met is a weirdo.
I'm not going to say one way or another, but you're right.
Now, at the pool that I swam at every morning, there were two black crows every morning, and very off-putting. Yes.
Chris Robinson or another one?
It was Chris, yes. But not his brother. They don't get along.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.